I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Bob Hendrickson. He's executive director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce for a chamber update. We started our conversation off about an initiative in the city of Ishpeming to bring events to the people this summer. Here's more with Bob Hendrickson.
Let's Get Creative Ishpeming is the initiative. And what it's looking at doing is thinking outside the box. We got a summer of ability to be creative. There's going to be leniency on permitting, you know, like the city wants to help facilitate these things.
Sure.
They're not going to want to organize them. That's going to be up to the businesses to say, what do they want to have happen, and the community.
So I know there was a call out to the businesses I saw last week, businesses in particular saying, okay, if it's easier for you to do something like sidewalk sale days or some sort of community event through their business, you were basically, or the group was asking, what would you do?
Right. Yeah. So using the opportunity to maybe use a couple of the parking spots out there, or partner with a business that has a parking lot that you could utilize both on. An example would be Brogy's in the VFW. Can they have like some kind of band outside with a limited capacity?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not looking to draw huge crowds. This is, you know, we're looking at community events is what we're doing.
Right. It's community events, but perhaps having the business community and maybe some private groups kind of step up to make it happen, because it's just such a unique year this year that many of the major sanctioned and sponsored events aren't happening.
Right.
What have you heard so far? What has been some of the response?
Yeah. So far, I mean, it's been interesting. So the initial kickoff, I think we'll see, is 4th of July weekend. You know, we're looking at hosting a sidewalk sale, be it on July 3rd or July 4th. And depending on what the business is, who wants to participate with that downtown. And then also maybe bringing out some picnic tables on the streets, spacing them apart, you know, 6 to 10 feet away from each other. A couple of things that did happen up there this past week, and the city's already given these permits to Cognition Brewery. They've set up an outdoor tent for the summer. Rainbow Bar across the street, Shelley's Rainbow Bar, they're going to be doing some bands outside. So these things are already in play, and this is an opportunity for other businesses downtown to ask, hey, can we do this?
We're talking with Bob Hendrickson, the executive director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. Bob, one of the things that we've talked a lot about here at the station is that because these major events that we're used to having, 4th of July celebrations and Pioneer Days and so on and so forth, aren't happening this year, they could be the spark or the catalyst for the next big thing. Is this kind of like that?
I think there's those opportunities here for sure that, you know, maybe something that's been going on for so long that, you know, needs a refresh or getting new people involved, you know. So that's another opportunity for if somebody feels like, hey, we want to do something, this is the time to say, hey, can we do it?
We're talking about some of the opportunities that are kind of growing in the West End of things going on in light of other things not going on. And the chamber does have a couple things. What's on the docket?
Yeah, so a couple of things that we actually are looking forward to promoting this year is our townwide rummage sale. We typically had that the second weekend in June. We bumped that out to July this year. We put it in mid-July, just not knowing how the 4th and that weekend was going to go. So July 17th through the 19th, we'll be promoting the townwide rummage sale. And that's an opportunity for people to list in our rummage sale directory for $10. And then we publish that list out, and people can kind of tour around and go rummaging.
Go looking for stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool. And you're also considering possibly getting back into business after hours and everything as conditions permit.
Right. Yeah. I mean, everything's going to be fluid, and things could change quickly. But at right now, we're looking into August to maybe hosting our first business after hours or some type of fundraiser. Hopefully being outside, you know, or using some type of tent thing that we can get together and, start getting back to normal.
So with all of this information and all of the things with the Ishpeming initiatives that are going on, you have all of this at your chamber offices. How do people get a hold of you?
So get a hold of us. We're starting to build out our new website, gincc.org. Or give us a call at the office, 486-1111. We're in from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Or if you just want to shoot an email, ginccdirector@gmail.com.
That's Bob Hendrickson, executive director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.